Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been focused on some godly instruction, some things that Paul wrote in his first letter to the Corinthians as he was finishing it up. And some very concise instruction, kind of that idea that getting near the end of writing the letter and wanting to make sure he didn't forget anything. But he says, be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be people of courage, be strong, do everything in love. And this week we've been looking at those various statements, those instructions that lead us to a godly life. Today we're going to focus on that statement of be strong. Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. The Bible has quite a bit to say about strength, and particularly for the Christian, it focuses around that living for God. That be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power is the introduction to the armor of God passage. Where we put on that full armor of God, we learn to pray. You see, when we look to God's instructions to be strong, it may not look like what the world thinks it looks like. It may not look like what we think it ought to look like. This isn't about building our physical muscles. There's nothing wrong with doing that. But there's a strength that exceeds a physical strength. And when Paul writes and he tells us to be strong, he's writing with an eye toward what is happening and an eye toward what is coming. And the idea is being strong in Christ and in His power. As we talked about earlier about this week about being able to stand and at the end still stand. When we realize the difficulty of life, the entanglements that the enemy creates to try to confuse us and deceive us and tempt us, And our own desires and wants and interests thrown into the mix that can often lead us in ways that, well, are distracting at best and dangerous at worst. To be strong. Stand firm, we've talked about already. But have a strength to endure. So many times we think about, I think at least about a child's visit to the doctor's office to get a shot, perhaps. And we'll tell them to be strong. And we're not talking about lifting a lot of weight. We're talking about enduring. We're talking about putting up with the uncomfortable, knowing that it's producing good. James says that we should consider it pure joy when we face trials of various kinds, because we know that it's a testing of our faith. And it produces incredible things. And as James goes through this list of what each element of that testing of those trials produce, the conclusion is it produces assurance. It shows to us that we are ready, that we have matured, that we are living as God has called us to live. It's fairly easy to live a faithful life when things go well. It's when difficulties come. It's when hardships arrive. It's when conflict enters the picture that many times we fail because we've not prepared for them. We've not had to be strong. It's kind of like choosing to do an Ironman race with no preparation. A race that requires an incredible amount of strength. And to arrive on the day of the race and realize you're not prepared is not a good thing. And when we live life, the great news is God has given us everything in His Word through His Spirit to be prepared for the strength that we need. Many times that strength comes from His Spirit. It comes from His Word. It also comes from one another. We're to lift those who are weak, strengthen those who need strengthened, encourage those that need encouraged. You see, being strong is not about us. It's not about doing our own thing. It's not about ignoring others so that we can rise to the top. The greatest example of strength is Jesus, who humbled Himself and took on the form of the lowest of servants so that He could lift us. Today, as you consider what it looks like to be strong, think about how God has gifted you and prepared you and helped you to help others. Think about how He would have His strength, His might, His power be visible in you. Sometimes the greatest strength required in a person's life is the strength to not respond. To not have to have the last word, to not have to type out a response on that social media post that you disagree with. It's easy many times to give that response. But if it's not beneficial to those that hear it, to those that read it, whether that's the person you're responding to or the general public, if it's not beneficial, the strong thing to do is to restrain yourself. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Allow God to work in you and through you. Live with a strength that produces a faithfulness when things are tough. When your faith is challenged, when Life is difficult when it seems the darkness is overwhelming. It's in those moments of testing. It's in those moments of trials that our strength will often fail. And the strength that we have in Christ is the only thing that will prevail. And so today, as we pray, I would encourage you to grow in strength. The strength of God. To spend time in His Word and prayer, paying attention to how He wants to use the trials of life. Not to tear you down, not to destroy you, but to build you up and strengthen you. And then use the very experiences to help strengthen others. That was the encouragement, the instruction of Jesus. When he told Peter that Peter would indeed deny him, he would run away, he would be frightened. But he offers hope as he tells him, when you return, strengthen your brothers. We know the story. It's written in God's Word that that's exactly what he did. When he returned, Jesus himself strengthened Peter. Peter strengthened so many others. That's the strength God wants us to live with. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself and in a desire that we would be strong. That our physical bodies would have some level of strength, but more importantly, that our spirit would be strong, regardless of how much strength our physical bodies ever have. There are many whose physical bodies have very little strength and never will. But their spirit is very strong. Others that have much physical strength but have not yet developed a spiritual strength. And so, Father, help us to not dwell on the appearance or the world standards, but grow in your strength and your mighty power. That we would endure the trials and testings that reveal to us our faith and the areas that we must grow and that mature us so that we would be faithful. Father, as we come to you to be strengthened, even after we fail, even after we stumble, may we use the strengthening we've received from you, from your word, from your spirit within us to strengthen one another, to lift them up, to help them stand, to give them the courage to be who you've created them to be. Father, today as I pray, I think of so many that are struggling, that are feeling weak, who need that encouragement to be strong. To be strong in you and in your mighty power. Father, I think today of a friend who's having open heart surgery, and I pray that would go well and that your strength within him would encourage him as he goes through that surgery and as he recovers. I think of those that are suffering that I know and those that are suffering around the world, that they would be strong, that their faith would not waver, at least not to the point of failing. And as it gets tossed about at times, that it would continue to be anchored in your word, that there would be a strength in the midst of our weakness. Father, I pray that we would not become weary of the need that we see all around us. I think of the ongoing need in Ukraine and in Poland and Romania and so many other countries that have taken in refugees. I think of the ongoing need in our own country where storms have battered the lives and homes of people. And as we enter a season where storms are very likely to increase, I pray that we'd be strong in our commitment to helping one another. Father, that we would hold fast to your promise that if we don't become weary in doing good, that in due season we will reap a harvest. Father, today help us to live as those who are strong. And not so that we're lifted up, but so that we can lift up the weak. And Father, as we lift up one another, may we most of all lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.